You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This summer as last, Vatican Radio was proud to host a pair of young, talented students from the Catholic University of Ukraine. Ostap Yarish and Petro Chakshin used their Vatican Radio internship this year to hone their already considerable skills and develop journalistic tradecraft by exploring a powerful and effective but little-known charitable operation run by the Sant'Egidio community here in Rome. Here is their report.
Adoption at a Distance is the charity program begun by the Sant'Egidio community in 1998. Operating in 27 countries around the world, it allows people from Europe to help children from poor countries, mostly in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. But when the war in Ukraine started receiving more attention, the number of children being adopted at a distance in that country saw a marked increase. In reality, it is more like care at a distance rather than adoption. Those involved in the program assist the children in need with financial and humanitarian aid that is sent every month. The program is run by volunteers from a room located in the historic part of Rome. Federica Mancinelli is one of the coordinators of the program and tells us about its achievements.
At the beginning, when we had 100 children, now we in the program there are almost 8,000 children. But during these years, I think we managed to help almost 15,000 children.
People wanting to participate in the program start by contacting the Sant'Egidio community. Volunteers offer them several options, which may include adopting one child or even a group of children. Donations range from between 15 to 30 euros per month, and donors receive twice yearly reports on how their child is progressing. Federica Mancinelli is quick to clarify that the program is much more than giving money to support a child in need.
The long distance adoption is very beautiful because it's not only a help that we give, it's like a bridge. Yeah. They started also to know about that country, to understand the situation.
Donors can choose to keep in contact with the children, and often they do.
Usually they send us their picture and a letter to know better the child, to tell their love to the children there. And then the child, he receives, for him is very important because, you know, when they know that there are some people who love them, so they study more, they feel supported. For the children it's very important. And also for the people here in Italy, because they really start to put in their heart this other part of the world that is far from their tradition, their life.
Around 500 boys and girls from Ukraine alone have been adopted by European families. Most of them live in state boarding schools, and not all of them are orphans. Many children are just from poor families that can't support them. Last year in Slovyansk, which is located near the front line, the Sant'Egidio program even managed to rebuild a destroyed center for children with disabilities. Gabriella Rikiki lives near Rome. She says it was news and pictures of the war in Ukraine that made her decide to participate in the program.
I know the difficult situation in Ukraine for the war between Russia and Ukraine. And I know that a lot of people living in Ukraine are in difficult conditions. I consider them like a European country so that I would like to help these children who are very near to us in Italy.
3 years ago, Gabriella adopted Sergei. He lives in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, and today is 8 years old. Every month he receives 26 euros from Gabriella. Money that is spent on clothes, food, and his studies.
I think it's a good way to help children in difficult conditions, and also it's a sign of hope for a lot of children, and the hope that their life can be different, thanks to the help of something who loves them.
For details on how to participate in the Adoption at a Distance program, visit the Sant'Egidio community website.